How do you punish the IRS? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I apologize for obsessing on the IRS, but the testimony just won't stop. And yesterday, testimony from Tea Party organizers was enough to convince anyone that someone needs to be punished.
They wanted us to provide detailed contents of all speeches ever given, the names of our speakers and their credentials.
That's bad. But as the head of one Tea Party group said, just firing people won't cut it.
It isn't a matter of firing or arresting individuals. The individuals who sought to intimidate us were acting as they thought they should.
They want Congress to teach the IRS itself a lesson. But how can Congress punish the IRS? It's Congress that came up with these crazy unenforceable rules in the first place, like the rule that says a tax-exempt organization can only give 49% of its attention to politics. Asking Congress to punish the IRS is like asking a mule to kick itself. But they have to do something, and what typically gets talked about is a budget cut. Agencies notice budget cuts. And yet, punishing the IRS with a budget cut at a time when Americans are cheating on their taxes at the rate of $400 billion a year? You wouldn't be punishing the IRS, you'd be punishing the U.S. Treasury, which would just have to borrow more money, which ends up punishing the people who would have to pay it back, which would be our grandchildren. Although, on second thought, I mean, it's not very nice, but not such a bad plan. Just slip an extra 20 into their birthday cards. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.